You bought two 1 pound sack flour, you would have bought how much flour?
2 pounds of flour.
Okay. What do you use to make bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay. What's the inside part of an egg called?
Yolk.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
What's the other part of the egg called?
The egg white, egg yellow.
Okay. Yeah. If you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call it?
Ball.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them all fall out of the shells in the hot water, what do you call those?
In the hot water?
Yeah. Never cooked them that way? Have you ever cooked them in those, crack and put them in those little things and steamed them?
That must be what toast.
Yeah. What
I've never
had them, though. You, yeah.
I always fry.
You've heard tell them, though.
Yeah.
What is fat salt pork called?
Fat salt pork.
Yeah. I've heard. You ever heard of salt pork?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What is that?
I don't really know. Unless it's just cured.
Okay. When you cut
that,
yeah,
well, that's what it is. You think lard, I guess, would be like the milk. No, after you kill hogs, you get all the fat left over, and you melt it down in the kettle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What about when you cut the side of a hog? What do you call that?
Side of pork.
Okay. And what's the kind of meat you buy that's not sliced thin to eat with eggs?
This. You're not sliced thin to eat with eggs.
Or the process that you use to, for ham, let's say, you call it what?
Cure.
Okay.
Cure.
And smoke. You ever heard smoked meat? What is smoked meat in?
Put it in the smokehouse.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the outside of bacon called?
Bacon rind.
And what's the kind of meat you buy that is thinly sliced when you go to the store that you eat with your eggs?
Bacon.
And what about the kind that comes in?
Sausage.
Okay. And what do you call meat that's been kept too long?
Spoiled.
Okay. Any other names for it?
Right.
Okay. And how do you tell that?
Smell it.
Yeah, right away. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Oh. pork brains.
Okay. You ever heard of head cheese?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I would.
That's actually good, isn't it? What do you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I don't know.
Okay, blood sausage, you ever heard that?
I've heard of it, but I've never had it.
Okay, what about scrapple? You ever heard of that?
Scrapple, no.
Okay.
What is it?
Comes from cornmeal with yeast and maple and hog and head cheese. So. What about butter that you keep too long? Starts to smell. What do you call that?
Ruined, I guess. Spoiled.
You ever heard stout butter?
No, not compared, not the spot of butter.
Okay, have you ever heard smell funky? What's that? What would that mean? You heard people say that? What's that mean?
Or all the blacks. I don't know. Wasn't right.
Okay, just wasn't right. Okay, what's thick sour milk that you keep on hand?
Buttermilk?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of clabber milk?
I don't know.
Ever heard of clabber milk?
Yeah, I've heard of clabber, but I thought that was just like horse. And it's just ruined and gotten off the bed.
Okay, so that's when you let go on. What happens if you let the whole process go on through beyond that?
Good cheese, I
guess. Yeah, what kind do you get?
I don't know.
Cottage cheese, you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
But you didn't know that that's...
No, I didn't know.
Okay. What's that good dessert you have that's made out of apples, but it's not pie, it's something else. It's sort of separate dishes for it, and applesauce. Well, it's got pastry with it, too.
Bread pie.
Okay. Have you ever heard cobbler? Would you call it cobbler stew or turnout? Now,
turnovers
are a different thing.
Yeah,
turnovers would be pie.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, pie. And cobbler would be what?
It's just baked in a deep dish. Usually they dish cobbler, you call it. And it's got apples and pieces of dough in with it and all.